Sagt die Mishnah, Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin. Moshivin Shoivachin L'Tarnagoylem Bar Ba'asa. That's one gears in the Mishnah. You can set up chicken coops on the 14th. That's a place where the chickens brood. In other words, where the chickens sit on their eggs and we wait for them to hatch. There's another gears in the Mishnah. Moshivin Shoivachin V'Tarnagoylem. The Shoivachin would refer to dove coops, places where the doves sit on their eggs, as well as chicken coops. And all of this can be done lechetchila on Erev Pesach. Vayter zok the Mishnah, v'tanagoy l'shebarcha, and let's say a chicken escaped, it ran away. Machzir v'naisel l'makayim, you can bring her back. Wait a second, if you can set it up lechetchila that the chicken sits on the eggs, so doesn't it stand to reason that I would automatically assume if it goes away you can bring it back? Therefore the Gemara explains that this chicken that ran away is talking about a chicken that ran away on Chalamayt. On Chalamayt, the din is, you can't lechatchila set up this coop, set up chickens sitting on their eggs. If it runs away, you can bring it back. On Erev Pesach, you can even set it up. Lechatchila. Zok debat tenura from the Gemara. When do we say then Chalamayt? If the chicken runs away, you can bring it back. We're talking about a case where the chicken already sat on the egg for 3 days. After 3 days, the chicken decided he had enough. Now, once the chicken sat on the egg for 3 days, the egg is no longer royally achila. You see, an egg is either used, we wait for it to hatch, or we use it to eat. Once the chicken starts sitting on the egg, and he's sitting there for 3 days, the baby chicken starts to develop. You can't eat this anymore. And that's the reason that on Chalamayt you can bring the chicken back. Because the rule on Chalamayt is that a davar ha'avid is mutter. If it's something that if I don't do it now, I'm going to lose, then you're allowed to do it. So if the chicken didn't sit on the egg yet for 3 days, okay, the chicken ran away, fine, I'll use the egg for an eating egg. But once the chicken sat on the egg ready for 3 days, I can no longer use it for an eating egg. I can only use it in the hope that it's going to hatch to a baby chicken. In order for that process to be completed, I got to get this chicken to be able to come back. That's the davara of it that is mutter and chalamayt. But again, on Erev Pesach, you can even lechetchila set up the chicken on the egg. The Mishnah Vayter, the imesa, suppose the chicken that was already sitting on the egg died, leishivin acheres tachtel, that we can work to get another chicken to sit on it. Again, this is chalamayt, and it's talking about a case where the first chicken had already sat on the egg for 3 days, and therefore it's a davara of it. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Garfin, we can sweep away, mitachas from underneath, ragli behema, the feet of the behema barba also in Erev Pesach. Not only do you sweep it away, but you can take it out to the ashpa. And we're talking about the zevel that comes out of the behema. Uva moyed, but during chalamoyed, where we're more machmer, misalkin, you can remove it, let's start off to the side. You can clear it away to the side of the barn. But we won't allow you to take it out to the heap where this is kept. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Moilichin we may take, umivin we can bring, kelim, utensils, mibesa umin. The umin is the craftsman who makes kelim. And the chiddush over here is, afalpi even though, she'enam litzar chamayit. Even if these particular kelim are not needed for yamtiv. When do we say this? Even if the kelim aren't needed for Yom Tov, that's an Erev Pesach, but a Chalamayt, you can only take home the kelim that are needed for Yom Tov. Well, let's say I have a keli by a craftsman, by an uman, and I don't need it for Yom Tov, but I'm scared if I don't pick it up on Chalamayt, I won't have it after Yom Tov. I don't trust him. So the Gemara says, pick it up, but don't take it home. Bring it to the closest, safest place where you feel you can keep it till after Yom Tov. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah over here, Perik Dalid, the Mishnah Zayin. We learned that you can set up the doves or the chickens, depending on the girsa, even to start with, for them to sit on their eggs, that's called brooding, on the 14th. On Chalamayt, you can't set it up l'chatchila, but if the chicken runs away, you can bring it back, or if it dies, you can get another chicken to sit on the egg, and that's only if before the chicken ran away or died, it had already sat on the egg for 3 days. At this point, it is no longer royally achila. I can only use it, hopefully, there's a chicken that's going to hatch out of this. And the Mela, if I don't bring another chicken or this chicken back, it's going to get lost. And therefore it'll fall under the category of a davar ha'aved. And a davar ha'aved is mutter and chalamite. The word umen means a craftsman. You may remember that from a Gemara in Masechtas Tainus. The Gemara says, if Elazar ben Shimon was walking and he met a person, of course we don't understand what this means. It's a gada to Gemara. We're talking about such great tzaddikim, we have no imagination who they are. But apparently he meant to say something to this person, and he expressed himself by saying, you're very ugly. And the man, who Tosfos says was really Eliyahu HaNavi, but the man said to Elazar ben Shimon, really? If you're calling me ugly, Lech le'umen she'asuni, go to the craftsman who made me. Your taina is really on the Rebbeinu Shlom who made me, not me. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon followed him all the way home, begging and begging mechila from him. So an umen means a craftsman. We also spoke out from the Gemara that if a person is concerned that if he leaves the keli by this umen, he may not have it after Yom Tov, and it's chalamoid, where you can only pick up a keli that is letzarech hamayitz, you can pick it up from him and bring it to the closest, safest place, but don't take it home.